الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
Alhamdulillah, akhmaduhu, wasta'inuhu, wasta'dihi, wasta'filahu. Ashadu la ilaha laduhu, la sharika lahu, ashadu anna muhammada abduhu, rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala kareel al-musaleen, muhammadin wa ala alihi wasabihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance, and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life. And I have completed my blessings and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as I advise you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jum'ah Mubarak. A'udhu billahi. Minash shaitanir rajim. Alam yani lilladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillahi wama نزل من الحق ولا يكون كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من kafala alehimul alehimul la mahdu fakasat kulubuhum wa kathirun minhum fasikun. Salakallahu ad-Din. The expression is as follows: I seek refuge against Allah, against the shaitan, the rejected. Has not the time come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah and what has come down of the truth? And let them not be like those who were given the scripture before, and a long period passed over them so that their hearts hardened, and many of them are defiantly disobedient. This is the 16th ayat of the 57th surah of the Quran. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Again, the khutbah title is, inshallah, has not the time come. Has not the time come. In the reportings of Hadith, one on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah has said, the peace and prayers be upon him, that he, Allah, the Almighty, sublime is he, has said, whoever shows enmity to someone devoted to me, I shall be at war with him. My servant draws not near to me with anything more love than by the religious duties I have enjoined upon him, and my servant continues to draw near to me with those extra works, so that I shall love him. When I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears, his seeing in which he sees, his hand in which he strikes, and his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely give it to him, and were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant it to him. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about the soul, seizing the soul of my faithful servant. He hates death and I hate hurting him. The second reporting on the authority of Abu Muhammad Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-Nas, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, none of you believes until his desires are subservient to that which I have brought. Alhamdulillah. Again, we are staying with the thought pattern and the process of working with this ayat. We thank Allah for the guidance. We thank Allah for the patience. And we thank Allah just because we really should develop the conditioning inside of our own souls and inside of our own lives that we thank Allah, period. And I've done the last 2 weeks of khutbahs, and I tried to move on in some aspect of each week. But when I was riding home last Friday, I really was motivated not to move on until I felt the connection was firmly established with what we had dealt with so far. We have presented the need to use our time in ways that would benefit us. First in the faith, which was addressed by Allah firstly in his ayat, and then in our hearts, which all lead to us keeping Allah on our minds, with the hearts being the doorway to the brain. Quote from Imam Muhammad, like the soul is a doorway to our intellect. I want to make sure that before I continue I connect these together. The reason I'm doing that is due to the fact that we have to see the most important thing we have, the ability to do, is have faith in Allah. And in turn, this means for us also in when we look at our faith in Allah and how important it is to have that ability, when we look at this ayat and the commentary that was given for this ayat by Sayyid Madudi, may Allah be pleased with him, we need to see exactly why this may have came, what the context of it was per se. So Madudi, a quote from Madudi said, here again, the word believers is general, but it does not apply to all Muslims. It refers to those particular Muslims who have professed the faith verbally and joined the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, though their hearts were devoid of any concern of Al-Islam. So here they are being put to shame, as if to say, what kind of believers are you at this critical juncture for Islam? Not yet the time that your heart should melt at the mention of Allah and be filled with the spirit of sacrifice for the sake of his way of life. Can the believers be such that they have no feelings for Islam when it is confronted with hard times? So I put that in there because even though that may have been the context of revelation at the time, we know that the context of revelation is always ongoing. So we have to fit ourselves into that context and see where we're at. You know, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, he was asked, tell me a word in Islam, I will not need to ask anyone after you. And the Prophet replied, say I have faith in Allah, and then remain steadfast. Remain steadfast. So for us who are not that typical type that's being told in this ayat, quote unquote, but we still again have to look at our own faith. We have to look at our level in our al-Islam. Are we closer to the type of Muslim, to that type of Muslim? Are we closer to those who have entrenched themselves in al-Islam? This means to remain resolute. Right? Steadfast means to remain resolute, dutifully firm and unwavering. The first step we take in this way of life is to recognize there is no God but the one God, and we believe in that. When you are steadfast about it, then you are loyal. You are faithful. You are committed to that. This is why I want to make sure that I have just not got up here and said, okay, have faith, work on your faith, and remember Allah with a humble heart. Let's move on. I believe these all work together in accomplishing the goal. One feeds into the other. And to have our faith increase daily. There is no limit to faith. There's no cap on faith. There's no salary cap. There's no wall. There's no ceiling on faith. See, faith is a pledge. It is something we as the creator servants of Allah, by Allah, for Allah, have declared to Allah. But even more than that, it is something we have declared to what Allah has given us. The ability to be able to build upon that faith. When you pledge something, that means you plan on giving. You plan on giving this. And Allah says, has not the time come for those who have believed? It's Allah's way of saying to those who have pledged. It does not mean we have gotten to the point where our faith cannot be moved. This is why the understanding of the connections is so important, because the faith with words and without deeds is not the faith that builds upon like the faith we are seeking. What we are looking for is that we build on this faith. We build up this faith with the same intensity that will help us build into us our submissive souls. And then in turn help for us to build our remembrance of Allah. It all works together. When Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Abraham in other scriptures asked to see the rising of the dead, he was asked, do you not believe? Awalam tumin. And he replied, yes, liyat ma inna kalbi. But I want to satisfy my heart. We are looking at where Ibrahim was in himself. He had faith. And it's tumen, it comes from the same word that we're working with when we look at the faith in those who have believed. Right? Amina. It's in the fourth form, meaning it's causing a first action. Something caused it. But this satisfying the qalb, same word in this ayat, same word. It is that which is trying to be satisfied. The liyatma is in the 12th form. And I had to go look up this because in the classes I've been in, we stopped at 10. So I had to go back in. I had to go find 12. And it normally refers to a physical quality. So the heart, the physical heart. And as I suppose this first part, why in me? I'm always up here and I'm always saying, I want us to look at the concrete, the physical, but I also want us to look at the abstract. But here now, I want us to look at the physical. Because of the form of law uses, we have to go back to the heart being the doorway to the brain. And we're speaking of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of the intellect. He is our model on using our rational minds. So if we know that he's the model of our using our rational minds, but yet this is talking about a physical heart, then we must know he's already there mentally. He's already there rationally. So he's trying to get everything else to get there. Because he had already used his intellect to find Allah. He used his intellect to know that he knew that which cannot be the creator of it all is not. He went through all of that. But the physical side of the heart sometimes needs to be reassured. It needs to be motivated. And that's what we're looking at right now, inshallah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة في الوقت حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين Has not the time come? So I said last week, if your heart is not in it, your brain will not allow it. This is what happens to us when we do not go all in, so to speak, when it comes to our faith. We speak it, but we don't let it sink in. So here's an example of Ibrahim alayhi salam showing us that, yes, I have faith, but I need to make my faith more concrete. I need to make it more whole. This is why we have to use the time that we have now. For we're not trying to be whole, be 100%. Then we have to get moving. Then we get to the stage where we are those that Allah addresses that I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah. See, the way to have ourselves humbled, to have ourselves submissive, to give it all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, it takes faith. It takes a humble, submissive spirit, a humble, submissive soul, a humble, submissive heart. And it definitely takes, and I've said this, to remember Allah. Because this is what Allah has said to us in His book, in His word, in the Quran. But we have to use that intelligence to see that it means a whole lot more than that. How do I get my faith where it can allow my heart to be in the right place? That I can remember Allah like I should be remembering Him. The reporting of Muhammad, the Presbyter upon him, said, none of you truly believe until his desires, his inclinations are subservient to that which I have brought. We cannot believe until we get out the way. Sometimes we got to get out the way. Sometimes our desires are not what's best for us. There's a lot not saying in the Quran that sometimes you love a thing which is bad for you, but yet you hate a thing which is good for you. Or you dislike a thing that's good for you. And it's paraphrased, that's not the actual, but that's what it says. But see, if we have not got our own desires to be that of what Allah has for us, then we have to work on that. This is what we see in Ibrahim alayhi salam asking Allah. He wanted to see where he was. He understood where he was, what he was missing. So he had to get his desire out of the way. Any doubt. These desires, you know, it can be expressed inclinations. Inclinations. In another reporting of Muhammad, the Prophet upon him, he said, faith consists of more than 60 branches. And hayya is a part of that faith. Hayya is a part of that faith. Hayya. It means life. But it means self-respect. It means modesty. It means life. We say come to life. Come to cultivation. It means to be alive. When it is said to liven up for salat, liven up for success, it's saying we should be living a life of faith. Inside of faith is life. We are being called to that which gives us life. Al-Islam does not promote death. It recognizes it because it's a part of the living process. But this is calling us to that which gives us life now and in the hereafter. Or the later abode, as we've been taught. But it is our own life that we have to get out of it first. We got to get that stuff out of it. If faith has life in it, then, and this is the same word for desires and inclinations, then those who have believed, those who are living that faith, let go of those desires that do not let us live. And the shaitan said, and I will mislead them and I will arouse them in desires. Shaitan uses this to restrict us from being what we're created to be. This is why we are commanded to say, and if there comes to you an evil suggestion from Shaitan, an evil suggestion, then I will do billahi, minash shaitanir rajim. Seek refuge with Allah from any evil thoughts, evil suggestions, anything that takes away from what how you're supposed to be living. That's a form of dhikr. Remember, all three of these things begin to have us on the right path that we want and where Allah wants us. This is why we have to look at our faith in a way that leads us to having our hearts be submissive to what Allah has sent and what his messenger has brought. Peace and blessing be upon him. See, we also have to have faith in Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to have faith in his messenger. This is what Allah has commanded us. If we want to see the best example of it all put together, each prototype of prophet that we have, that we're giving in scripture, is a piece of the puzzle. A piece of the puzzle. Think of it as the house that we're given. We're given the tradition that it's a house and Muhammad was the last brick in that house. So all those pieces that we can see inside of those prototypes, inside of those characteristics, they all add up to one. And Muhammad being the final product. When we realize those things that can be in our life that causes us, that will cause us to stay away from Allah, what Allah has sent with his messenger. When we realize there are things in our life that causes us not to gravitate to what Allah has sent to us, then we realize we have the work is to live this way of life and get away from that. The shaitan is an avowed enemy. Imam Muhammad, the Raghilani, he said that faith keeps the burden of shaitan off your back. Faith keeps the burden of shaitan off your back. Do you not think that the doubt that stirs in our heart is anything other than the shaitan? Because if the faith was where it could be, we would walk through walls. We can move mountains. This is what scripture tells us, right? That the small group vanished, the bigger, stronger group. It was all because they had faith. Anything's possible with faith. Because faith can be so strong that it can have someone do something that seems unhuman. But the fact of the matter is, the faith that we should be searching for, that we seeking, that we can have, that brings us to the heart that comes in the best condition, is not inhuman. It's actually what a human is. The prophet, the peace be upon him, said that if a piece of flesh is good, the whole body is good. But if it's corrupt, the whole body's corrupt. It will take us using our whole selves to get our whole selves in the right state. There will be times that some part of us will lead that we don't know is leading. If you're sitting somewhere and your legs start falling asleep, your legs letting you know, hey, you need to change your legs, right? Because your leg is telling you you can't keep sitting here like that. You're cutting off circulation. So there's going to be leaders in our whole that's going to lead that doesn't necessarily always meet, is always going to be the leader. But that's what it is to get your whole self in unison. To get your whole self in unison. This is why what we have to do as obligations are designed to help us in this. Our rituals are based in increasing our faith and increasing our obedience. The prophets often reported to have said that anything we do, even if it's just a few things, as long as it's consistent, it's accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith to increase the faith, we have to submit our hearts. Submit our hearts, we have to bring Allah to our minds, and we have to come closer to Allah. We have to try to get closer to Allah. In the opening report that I used, where Allah says, first, that he's anything more loved by me than the religious duty that I joined upon him. And he said, when I love him, I am his hearing which he hears, his seeing in which he sees, his hand in which he strikes, and with his foot in which he walks. This means everything we do that is in line with obedience. This is what it's saying that leads us, is drawing us closer to Allah and remembering Allah. This brings us closer to Allah. We will only feel our faith getting stronger and more ingrained when we feel Allah is in our lives more. Allah will become our ears in which we use to hear with. You know, our ears, they give us balance. If our hearing is off, our balance is off. Vertigo, for an example. Sometimes we can hear only what we want to hear. Because we have not allowed ourselves to keep those desires that we are given to us by the shaitan to not allowing something else to be heard. We drown out. Imam used to talk about how the fact that we would drown our own consciousness out. And then it would get real quiet and it'll go away. So what you're getting as your inspiration goes away because you decided you didn't want to listen to it. The saying, you hear me, but are you listening? Or it could be a situation where it goes in one ear and straight out the other. That means you have nothing inside your head that's going to block it, that's going to absorb it. Then we can start to see things with Allah as our own eyes, meaning the vision that Allah will show us things. He will show us things. We know that the eyes also mean the spiritual perception we have, right? Our minds. The eyes are what we see through. They have water in them to keep the sensitivities there. If they're too dry, we have to add some water, have to add some sensitivities to it. If they become too watery, now we got to drop some of the sensitivity level off of it. We can't even look because we got to keep blinking, keep wiping our eyes. Too sensitive. Allah will become our hands and our feet, which we use to become productive in our lives. Our whole life is created to be the servant of Allah. Whatever we are doing should be in that obedient nature. We use our hands to balance our deeds and our lives, and we use our feet to move on the path that Allah leads us to. These will be led by Allah when we increase our faith. When we allow our hearts to be inclined to what is best for that nature, and this all comes with everything being in tune with Allah, the Most High, highly glorified is He. It is going to take all of these things put together, and we will move forward. We will move forward. And as we go, you know, next time, inshallah, I get up on the rostrum. Mustafa is supposed to be here next week. But next time I'll move forward in this ayat. But the connection so far, these three, right, the triangle of faith, I thought about it when I said, well, it's three things. And you know what they say about three things, but I said, but it's a triangle. A triangle is three. Faith, submission, and remembrance all come to work with each other. And I focus on getting the faith in the right place when it comes from the heart, the qalb. You know this word called, it has a meaning. It has a meaning of heart, yes, but it also means to return. To return. It also means to turn a thing upside down. And for us to really submit our hearts to Allah, we may have to turn it upside down and shake out the garbage that we've collected over the years. We may have to take it out. We had to take all that garbage out. We had to shake it. It also means to change the direction. We might need to change the direction of our heart. Turn it inside out. Because if it's not allowing us to believe in Allah, which in turn means that we believe in ourselves, believe that we can do it, we don't doubt, then we must do something about it. We have to find the question that Ibrahim alayhi salam found for himself. And even after he felt he believed, he was still able to find something that would help settle that heart. And I'm sure we can all look at something in our own lives that show us that Allah is with us. Has been with us. What we have to do is decide is that what will satisfy our hearts. Something at some point in time during our lives has to satisfy our hearts so it can go totally to Allah. Because the heart sends the faith throughout the whole body. There is nothing in our body that is not reached by blood, right? So when we look at the heart and pumping blood, the whole body is a symbol of faith. And we know that the body is the first Muslim. And if there's not enough blood inside of our body to go around, then there's going to be a problem in our body. So when we look at that in the terms of faith, we have to make sure we have enough faith pumping through our veins. Allah says, were he to ask of me, I would surely give it to him. Once we have allowed ourselves to get out of the way and let Allah, the best of guys, lead, then we will ask of him and he will give it to us. This means that even when we think we cannot do something or have something or can have something, if we got our faith at the max at for us at the time, because Allah knows our hearts. He knows how much we can give at a given time, how much faith we have. It is our goal to get to the highest that we can have. Everybody's different. And I don't have a fable today. I looked at a few, but I have a quote. The quote is, faith is kept alive in us and gathers strength, more from practice than in speculations. Faith is kept alive inside of us and gathers strength more from practice than speculations. And for us, we have to practice on our faith. We have to practice on our remembrance and our submission to Allah. One will increase the other. Of course, there's a whole lot more to be said at another time, inshallah. But just keep on your mind, has not the time come? Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fi lakati hasana wa kina adhab an-nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'ul 'alim. Ameen.